Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Started the show talking about the Mets and their pitching. We get into the NFL, plenty to get to on that. And less about the Jets, obviously. Giants were off a bye week, thankfully, so we'd have to go there, sit through them. Although there is something interesting. I'm going to tease this now, BT. Watch
out.
Look
at the radio tease.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of people over the last week and a half. You know, everybody's reaching out.
Sure, try to button up our game a little bit.
I'm saying that people still, you know, texts are coming in. Hey, hope you guys are all right, whatever
it may be. Of course.
So, and in some of those conversations, you start talking about, you know, the sports teams, because that's what we do. And there was something that I learned over the weekend about Abdul Carter. I'm not sure if it's public or not, but I am going to make it public when we get into it. And I don't know. Some people may not think it's a big deal or not.
I like it.
Well, it's somebody that I trust that told me it, okay. So we'll take it to the airwaves later on.
I'm guessing it reflects poorly on Abdul Carter. It's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. I mean, you could probably do the math already. Anyway, so the Giants lose even more when they're on a bye week. But we'll get into the football. Wanted to start with the baseball and all that's going on with the winter meetings and the report from Will Salmon that the Mets aren't necessarily going to go out there. I do think that's a surprise, that the Mets aren't going to go out there and spend big on a free agent. Now, who knows? I mean, it could be the Mets posturing here and letting those guys know that they're just not going to have their price bid up. We'll see what happens. I would be surprised if the Mets don't come away from the winter meetings with at least one big piece in that rotation. Doesn't mean necessarily free agent, could be via a trade. They know they need to upgrade it. They will. But I also do agree with the philosophy of not overpaying these starters. I can't just go away from that because it didn't work last year. I wouldn't have signed Montas. I would have signed somebody else. But it doesn't mean you just completely change philosophy and just go throw money. Especially, BT, if I want Scooble, okay, and I can't get him via trade this year, and I still think he's going to be available, and I think the Mets are going to end up with him. But let's just say he's not, and he becomes a free agent. If I give Framber Valdez $250 million or whatever it is, can I give Scooble $400 million on top of that?
Well, wasn't that the thought, that Cohen could?
No, I wouldn't do it. Not that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Could? Yeah.
Yeah.
But is
that
a smart way to build your team? You're going to invest $600 million in two pitchers?
Well, I mean, think about this. I mean, in totality, sure. AAV is a little different. I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, on the Yankees, when you look at what Fried's making, what Cole's making,
Rodon,
and what Rodon is making.
Well, I wouldn't do that either.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then it's consistency there. I got you. See, to me, and we're talking about the pitching, we're talking about the approach. There was an article in The Athletic, Will Salmon, about, you know, it looks like the Stearns, certainly Stearns' philosophy might not be to go out there and you know, just give somebody a massive deal in the rotation. And that does surprise me. I understand there's many different routes to do this, but this goes back to something I said last week. Like, we focus on the starting pitching, and we focus on Pete at first base. I just think it is time. And that's why, to me, Schwarber feels, I'm not saying he's going to come here, but it feels like a perfect move, because you look at the designated, really since it was introduced, since the DH was really introduced. I'm not going to take everybody on that ride, but just a little more recent snapshot, whether it's Vogelbach, whether it's Ruff, whether it's Martinez, whether it's Marte, whether it's Vientos, like, it, to me, the Mets go out there and get a thumper that you can write out, you know, 150 something times a week, a year, hit lefties, hit righties. He does hit lefties now, on base all the time, crank 50 bombs, a winner, an attitude. You hurt the Phillies, you hurt the Braves, you strengthen the Mets. Like, to me, Schwarber's perfect. Not that it elevates him to a championship team, but in a lot of ways, that's the first move that I would actually make. And I know a lot of people disagree, because then if you do bring Pete back, there's redundancy, two slower guys, two guys who might not age great. I get it. That's the target for me, though, pitching and Schwarber.
Did you see the Pirates made an offer to Schwarber?
I did.
4 years, $100 million reportedly.
I did. Oh, I actually didn't see the numbers. Yeah. I was watching it last night. You saw the numbers? I heard that.
I don't know if that was – it's reported. I don't know if it was an official thing.
Because I didn't even see the reports. As you're looking that up, I was watching it because I wanted to see if Mattingly got in, which is a joke, which we'll get to in a little bit. But I wanted to see what was going on. So I was watching the MLB Network, and they were doing a good job. Cashman was on the set at one point.
This is – Sorry, BK.
Yeah. Was it Heyman?
No, Rosenthal.
I did not see this.
He said the Pirates have made free agent designated hitter Kyle Schwarber a 4-year offer, according to people briefed on their discussions. The offer almost certainly is for more than $100 million.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, I mean, that's good for baseball. The Pirates, he's not going to go there, but I think yeah. probably more plausible destination would be his hometown Reds. And him in that ballpark would be frightening.
You wouldn't rather the Mets, especially you wouldn't rather them get Bellinger and Alonso versus Schwarber? I mean, I guess you could do Schwarber and Bellinger, but now...
I mean, I just... I'm not a big, aging, heavy, right-handed hitting, right-handed fielding, first baseman guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In his early 30s for 4 or 5 years, and I think the Red Sox are going to give it to him.
You'd rather Schwarber's bat, but the Mets still then have work to do.
No, of course they've got work to do.
Now they don't have a first baseman, center fielder, left fielder, third baseman. Like, they're still...
I know there's work to do. That's why I think the Mets are going to be... I think they're going to make some trades here, and I always thought that was going to be a viable route for both the Yanks and the Mets to improve this winter. Yeah, they'll make some splashy signings, I think, both teams. Maybe in the Yankees, more about the retention of Bellinger rather than something like that is crazy, like a Schwarber, whatever. But they were saying last night that last year at this time, I think there were 13 or 14 trades. This year, we already have like 23 or 24, and the expectation is for that to grow this week. It feels like a trade, like it's going to be a trade kind of a week, and I think the Mets will be in the middle of it. I do, and I always have.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Charlie calling from Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Yes.
Hey, BT and Sal, how we doing? Happy anniversary. Sal. Great day last year. We thought it was the greatest day in Met history. Mm. And you know what we got out of it? Is what we got out of it.
So far, for 1 year.
But Sal, you know what? When we landed that, that was the day I went on the whole thing, King Cohen, Santa Cohen, and it was such a great day. But I said to you, and you cut me off, you said, Charlie, just enjoy the moment. But I said, we need the number one pitcher. We didn't get a pitcher, and we need that pitcher this year. Because we have no bullpen. Senger is garbage. He has not done anything for us. And I'm thinking he's a number one. He's not even a number one. He's a 3 or 4 at the most. We need someone in the top. We got to get someone who landed free agency or on a trade.
But let me ask you, Charlie. Do you think, just answer the questions as easily as you possibly can, do you think David Stearns is aware he needs pitching?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. There's a follow-up. Do you think David Stearns will acquire pitching?
Yes, but
so then what's the problem?
He's going to do the same thing he's done. He's getting these guys from other teams that are 3 and 4s. We need 1 and 2s.
But I think he knows that, and thanks for the call, Charles.
I don't think he's going to do that. Listen, there's got to be a sense of urgency. Now, if Pete's gone... then maybe it's, I don't want to say it's less urgent because you still want to win, but you got to look at the time frames of your best players. And Soto's got a lot of years in front of him to build this out the right way. Lindor does not. Nimmo is now gone. So if Pete's a goner, then maybe it's a little less aggressive approach at the top of the rotation, because while you want to win now, you might not have the appetite for a Valdez kind of a contract, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it might be, because you are trying to build out whatever plan Stearns thinks is going to be long-term for the Mets here. Whereas if Pete's back and he's 30, 31, Lindor's in his 30s, Nimmo's still here, like, all right. Like, that could change. Like, not only their trajectory, but their time frame for sure.
I think that the Mets have their plan and different variations of different plans, which makes it difficult for us. You could talk about, well, would you get Schwarber? And I could say, no, I'd rather have Pete back. But there is a world where Schwarber makes their lineup better and you piece in other pieces around. There's not just one way, oh, you have to go get this guy, or, oh, you have to sign that guy. The only guy that I would say that about, I said it about Soto a year ago, and I would say it again about Skubal. There are none of those guys definitively best players out there. Bellinger can make them better, but if Bellinger stays with the Yankees, there are alternatives. Kyle Tucker is not even that, well, you have to get this guy. Mm-mm. They got the guy they had to get a year ago with Soto. Yamamoto was that guy for me. Unfortunately, he chose to go elsewhere. Imagine him in that rotation right now. Again, young guy, top of the rotation type stuff. That's the guy that you want. That guy is not out there outside of Skubal. Even Peralta from the Brewers, another guy. The Mets need an ace. But that doesn't mean because you need an ace, you overpay for a number two, hoping that he could be your ace. I would not do that.
Okay, yeah, but, you know, in the meantime, if they have the confidence that McClain's going to develop into a true number one, maybe you can easily justify, or more easily justify, overpaying for two. Listen, I'll give you my perfect Mets offseason. Now, some things you control, some things you can't. Trade for Skubal. Then you sign King. Because So you trade for Skubal, sign for King, sign Diaz, sign Bellinger. I don't know if you said, give me four things that the Mets need to do to transform where they are now to a possible World Series type of team, that would be the answer for me. Now,
what if you took Bellinger out of that equation because he signs with the Yankees?
That's a big problem because Tucker's not an elite outfielder. He's certainly not a center fielder. He's a good outfielder, but I think his window being a slightly above average defender is not nearly as wide open as some think. Like, he's good. He's not special out there. He's not versatile like Bellinger. So if you in the outfield, you take Bellinger off there, maybe it's a Buxton trade, something you've talked about a little bit. You know, you go for Buxton.
Well, also, you're light on the offense there. You said trade for Skubal.
Trade for Skubal,
sign King, which I agree with. Right.
McClain there, you know, now you get, whether it's Senga or
Manaea return.
So you've got a good rotation.
Decent rotation. Yeah.
I think, if you have Skubal and King, I think you have a terrific rotation.
And McClain, right.
Well, of course, for sure. Right. And then you sign Diaz, so now you have a lockdown bullpen and really, theoretically, 1-5 rotation, really good.
Right.
Back of the bullpen could be as good as anybody in baseball. Okay. And now the lineup, and again, under this equation was a Bellinger thing. You got a little more contact, you got a lefty bat, you got a center fielder.
Put center left first.
Yeah, if the kid's not ready to play, either kid is not ready to play center, whether it's Benji or Williams, right? I mean, then you at least now have some options here. I still don't think it's perfect because are you sold on Beatty? Are you sold on Alvarez? You know, who's your DH? But to me, that's moving in a really good direction.
I like that, but I would need probably either Alonso or Schwarber in that lineup, which is now you're asking. I'd actually rather have Alonso or Schwarber than Diaz back in your scenario right there.
Oh, you know what? It's not bad. That's an interesting adjustment that I actually like as well.
And I think we'll get into this. We'll take a break. We'll get into this. But as far as it goes with Diaz and Alonso, I think the Mets they want them both back. But they want them back at their number, and that's it. And if they don't come back at their number, they're going to move on and go to plan B or whatever it may be, different variation of trying to build this team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.